The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Good ladies and good gentlemen, this is the Gathering Offering. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I'm an attempting servant. I'm also supposed to say the date. This is March 25th, 2022. This is rather hard today to do this show because of Dr. Brian Hartest, who was just on RBN. Fantastic presentation. I only have one thing that I can criticize, and that is I don't go to doctors. I don't trust the blankety blankety blanks. I rebel 100% based on my experiences in my life. I am not trying to degrade Dr. Brian Hartest by any stretch of the imagination. I had no idea I wanted to speak about this for the first few minutes. He was very emphatic about getting various documents signed before you go into a hospital. You must do that. If you don't do that, they will make you into an absolute guinea pig and do anything they want to you. I have had a couple family members of mine that when they got very elderly and having a lot of problems, that there were certain procedures that I said I wanted done. The doctor said, okay. And I had full authority, but by creating various documents for my family members. I went into the operation rooms. I didn't wear a face mask. I didn't put on gloves. I didn't do nothing. And if the doc started to do something slightly wrong, I'd step forward and say, now, I told you how to do this. Now, let me show you how to do it. And, you know, so I don't go for doctors. And I, unfortunately, extended three of my most dear family members, two of my most dear family members, and one I was obligated by responsibility and duties. I extended their lives. In particularly, I have great reservations with my own dad. He was poisoned on purpose by the highest officer in the United States. And I extended his life to where he was laying in bed with a full good mind, but no usage of his left arm and no usage of his left leg. And I kept him alive for 25 and a half years. First year and a half wasn't a lot of fun. After that, he became a joy. He could use his mind. He could assist on items. He got back after that first year and a half. It was pretty tough. He got back to where he was contributing. At 23 and a half years of being in bed like that, he found some information. And he took out, when I say took out, had the mayor of Miami Beach, Florida, removed from office, from his bedside. I thought that was pretty impressive. Man that couldn't get out of his room without having four men getting down and then back up the stairs. But anyway, great kudos for Dr. Brian Artis. I will look forward to his next show on RBN. I would love to have a situation to sit down with that man for 2 or 3 hours. I will inject this at this time. I use the original formula given to us by the Father in heaven. Gold, silver, and copper. I don't sell gold. I don't sell silver. I don't buy and sell gold or silver. And I don't buy or sell copper. And to that extent, ladies and gentlemen, this will sound a little gross. I apologize ahead of time. If you got me a very intelligent woman, good looking, of age, and blind, have to be blind, because if she wasn't blind, she wouldn't French kiss me. But if that lady was just covered up with COVID, I'd be happy to French kiss her. I'm not worried about one bit. Not at all. I have a gram of gold. I have a mercury dime. I have an Indian head copper penny. And it's in my tea kettle. So whenever I have tea, or I have coffee, or I need water to make something else, I use that water. And I guess it was a week or two ago, I used the term, that bouncing around in your tea kettle under heat creates nanoparticles. And somebody called in and said, but, you know, they didn't have anything. They couldn't measure nanoparticles for, you know, more than 20 years ago, something like that. So I used a big term, and I got myself in a trap. I should have said little bitty, bitty, bitty pieces of gold, silver, and copper. So I used a modern term, but if you don't think there's been little bitty, bitty pieces of copper and gold and silver, why don't you go check out? There's gold and silver everywhere. And it's just the fact that you can't profitably retrieve it. It's all over the place. And that's what we're supposed to be using. So anyway, thank you very much for the previous show. And thank Dr. Brian Artis. Fabulous. Love to be able to sit down with that guy for 3 or 4 hours and smack it back and forth. I think that he and I could get have a good shot at a couple things. Now, I want to go into something that all of our lives we've been told. My grandpas told me, both of them. Now, I make the assumption, based on what they said, that their dads told them. My dad told me. Everywhere I went, everybody told me. They said, there are 10 commandments we need to take and keep the 10 commandments. Well, I'm going to be giving book, chapter, and verse. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, there's a listing of 10 commandments, except what they tell you, the religious people, the preachers, the priests, the pastors, all of those, they give you 10 sweet little sentences. They don't give you all the information that is there in chapter 20, verses 2 through 17. And on top of it, they fall for the absolute scam that's in your Bible. The Bible was rewritten by the bad guys. You have to look for the lies. You have to smell them out. Now, before I get into that particular item, I want to point out to you that there's a term that everybody says, 10 commandments. That's in Exodus 34:28. Deuteronomy 4:13, Deuteronomy 10:14, three times in the King James Bible is the term Ten Commandments given to you, except never when the term Ten Commandments is used does it ever list the Ten Commandments. It's a con job, total, complete con job to get you, oh, you've been taught, you've been trained, you've been indoctrinated. Let's take a look at it a little bit more from a little bit more point of view. Why don't you go to, after looking at your Exodus 20, chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, then just slide on to Exodus 20, 23 through 26. Wow, look at that. There happens to be three more commandments. But now what do you have to do? How do you figure this out? Well, you take and you have to do something. You can't just hear it. You actually have to take and read it. I'm not going to read the entire thing. They have archives. If you haven't been using a pencil and piece of paper, well, you know, tomorrow you can listen to the archive. Well, now, in the same Exodus chapter 20, take a look at verse 18 through 22. 18 through 22. Now, what's the big deal? Well, now take and go back to Exodus 19, chapter 19, verse 18. You will see that they took the 18 in chapter 20, 18 through 22, and they transposed it over to chapter 20. It belongs right there, unequivocally, in Exodus 19, 18. And you will, if you'll read it, you'll say, my gosh, 18, 19, 20, and 21, and 22, they go right back up to Exodus 19, 18. That's the con job. There's nobody. I've done this dozens and dozens with people. And when they go, my God, they took all those words, and they took it away from chapter 19 and they slipped it in at 20 to divide up and not tell you about the three other commandments. The listing of 13 commandments blew some people away. I ran across a guy named Scott Vaught. He studied ancient languages. He'd been doing it for almost 35 years when I met him. And he was good at it. He got funded every time he wanted a project. And they sent him over there and did this and did this. Well, after I got with Scott, I said, why don't you take and get funding and do the Arkansas River all the way back? Not where in the modern days they've taken and changed the name. Go check it out. And I said, pay particular attention to the very high rock walls that you're going to run across, and you're probably going to have to rappel down to some of them. Now, he wasn't just him. He had a big crew, and he couldn't believe it. He found the particular letters, I'll call them letters, they're actually called signs, S-I-G-N-S, that he had been working on for years. And when I met Scott, I went and I handed him a piece of paper. And I said, the first 16 of these letters, or signs, S-I-G-N-S, I'm pretty dadgum sure I got them right. Now, there's two or three that I'm not real sure I got right, but maybe I am right. But I got like four of them, I'm not sure at all. Turned out I had 18 of them correct. You should have seen that man's face. Mine were all written down. All I did was just hand him a piece of paper and see, you ever seen any of them, you know, Dr. Vaught? He went ahead and he got that funding. He found the sign, the letters we call nowadays, along cliff edges where they went straight down and then it was down at the bottom of the water. And then when he got out to Arizona, he found a monument, and it was only one-sided. It had nine of the commandments on the left side. He couldn't find the right side. Then he went up to Iowa, and lo and behold, he discovered another of the commandments with only one side. Nine on one side, nothing on the right side. Now, Jiminy Christmas, everything I've ever seen that the bad words that I can't say on air, they always tell you, well, you know, there's this many on this side, there's this many on that side. Well, the 13 commandments are only subject titles. If you just read the 10 or the 13 commandments, to be correct, you aren't going to know what diddly from squat. Now, the word commandment occurs in the King James Bible 288 times. The term commandments occurs 185 times. Gee, isn't that boring? Isn't that boring? And root, if there's so many items under the term commandment, under the term commandments, where it explains to you, this is a commandment, you have to do this. It's in total extra to these so-called 13 commandments. For having a commercial break, thank you.
For For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Short little segment, and it makes it a little difficult to get into all this stuff here, but I'm going to give it a try. When you take a look at the so-called Ten Commandments that your churches give you, you will be able to count the words very quickly, very simply. However, when you look at the 13 Commandments, and you understand that they are a category, a title, a heading of commandments, there are 359 words. I actually hand counted them one at a time. Now, if there was any honesty in these puke box Wouldn't they at least, of the so-called Ten Commandments, give you all the words? Why do they chop away all the other words? Because you didn't take the time to read your entire Bible. And I'm not talking about like my grandpa did on my mom's side. My grandpa read his Bible 5 days a week, unless there was an emergency, for exactly 20 minutes. Timed 20 minutes. And nobody disturbed my grandpa Whalen for that 20 minutes. And his Bible was totally pristine. Totally pristine. He didn't make a little dot or a check mark or anything in his Bible. If you took a look at it, you'd say it never had been used. So, yes, on both sides of my family, I was raised by what we call Christians. But, you know, they skipped everything. And the first time I was a coward in my life, which I'm not proud of this at all, I was halfway through fourth grade. Because in second grade, I was so bored with the garbage they were teaching in school that I said, I'm going to go up there and read the Bible. And the only thing I did was work in the first four books of the so-called New Testament. It's actually the affirmation of the Old Testament, the affirmation of the Father's Law. It's not a New Testament. The New Testament is so they can put that giant that was a homosexual, that was the leader of killing between 100,000 and 300,000 followers of the way. Malachus. He's got seven different names that he uses. He contradicts himself on a kind of constant basis. Well, that's the New Testament. That puke box. Oh, by the way, you could actually, just to get a little sidebar, you could watch the movie Hannibal Lecter. And in that movie, it will point out to you that he hated women. He even says in his books, I wish you were like me, and Timmy is manhandling. And you have to go hunt him down, that puke bot. And that's where 99% of the people, they listen to that puke bot. They don't do their own homework. Now, let's move forward just to one little simple thing in Exodus 21. It says judgments. The judgments go on for five chapters. Then after you get done with that, then it goes into statutes. Then it goes into ordinances. The Father's Law is complete. However, I don't have, and I know of nobody on this planet, that has a actual complete everything you're required to do. There's enough there to let somebody that wants to do their homework, and I think I've tried, I haven't been totally successful, to find out we've been lied to all of our lives. And I repeat on a regular basis. We have been trained a certain way, and we have been indoctrinated a certain way. Good men and good women will stand up and throw away the garbage and start learning and find out how much it hurts you. There's a saying, no pain, no gain. And if you want to feel pain, do some learning. Well, let me go right on backwards here to from second to fourth grade, halfway through grade. Got the bottom of the hour break. Thank you.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gentlemen, in between the bottom of the hour break, half hour break, a man called in to the board operator, Mike, and he said, "Jerry, you've messed up." He didn't hold. He said that I didn't tell everybody the 11th, 12th, and 13th commandment. He's correct. I didn't. So I'm going to go ahead and go into that right now. Thank you for that caller that wanted to hear and express. You know, I'd like to know the last three. Verse 23, Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 23. "You shall not make unto me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold." 24, that was 11. Number 12, verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon. I have exception about the word sacrifice. Thy burnt offerings, thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thy oxen, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. 25. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. You can't work on the stone. You can't chip on it, make it all nice and perfectly square and rectangular like all these puke box did. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. 13th commandment, chapter 20, verse 26 of Exodus. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. I don't totally understand 13, except that you're not allowed to have steps. You're supposed to have a smooth walk up. I think that has to do with your attitude of calmness and relaxation. And there were no sacrifices. It was a joyous occasion where you have your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, and all the places that I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. If you don't do his days, his holy days, he's not going to bless you. He says he'll bless you if you do them. If you don't do them, do you think he's going to bless you? And they're complicated. It takes hours and hours to go through these various steps that you have to do. I've done it with individuals on a, like five, six people, 15 people, and it took days to go through this. There's all kinds of things that you have to learn. His laws are the perfect laws. And yet, us ding-a-lings, we think we can create and make some new laws for everybody. I'm going to touch on that in this second hour, if I'm still breathing. Now, I mentioned to you about the judgment being five chapters long. But I'm going to drop back to Genesis chapter 26, verse 5. And I'm going to read it to you. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charges, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Whoops. This is right there in the first book. It didn't just say he kept my Ten Commandments. Didn't say that. He said he kept all the commandments. Going back to what I told you about the term commandments, 185 different entries in the King James Bible. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of commandments that we are supposed to be keeping. Perfect commandments. But now let's go right back to Genesis 26:5. I just read it to you. Because Abraham obeyed my voice. Well, I have exception to that. Abraham's name was Abram. And then the Lord tells him that he needs to change his name so that everybody will know who he is. And Shem was the puke bot, worst puke there was at that time. And the Lord's going to tell him to end his name in Ham, the puke bot. Abram's name was Abra-Shem, S-H-E-M, Abra-Shem, because Shem kept the father's laws. Now, where are the preachers? Where are the pastors? Where are the priests that go in and point that lie out to you that his name is not Abraham? His name is Abra-Shem. Do you think that the Lord is completely stupid and would say this very important individual that's going to go through and teach you guys this and show you this and this, that, and the other is going to name him after the worst puke block that was walking on the planet? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't go to any monastery school. I didn't go somewhere where they said, gee whiz, you got to preach like we say, or else guess what? We're not going to give you your degree, your doctorate in religion, so you can go out and con people into money. So you con them into, you get a big guy congregation, just say Jesus, and you're saved, and they'll give you money, and you can have your own jet or two. That's what most of the preachers and priests and all those people do. I'm not saying every one of them's fat. But it's real hard to find the good. They are there to get their title, so they can raise money for their church, so they can drive around a fancy new car. And I don't know how many dozens and dozens of times I've heard these puke bot. And you can tell how much I really want to use the other words, but I can't do that. Say, just say Jesus and you'll be saved. Boy, isn't that nice. No pain, no gain. No pain. Just say Jesus and you're saved. Well, that's the indoctrination that has been laid on us for four or five generations and longer. And you, the individual, have to stand up and say, do I really want the truth? The truth falls 100% under this category. No pain, no gain. And it's going to hurt you to learn how bad you have done. If you're a good guy, if you're a good gal, it's going to hurt you. But through that pain, you're going to stand up and you're going to find a couple things that you can do. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of things that I can read about, and I don't seem to have the capacity to do those things. Well, a lot of those things, it actually requires, it takes three men to get a sheep ready for one of your offerings, or to get ready for one of your meals. When I did it, it was me. I didn't have two other men. So I had to improvise. Because everybody else said, you can't do this. Well, I'll tell you what, when I got around to cooking, they all wanted to come over and have some of that sheep. And you have to use special wood for that. I found the wood. But you know how it turned out? Within a year, I'm the only one sitting there. And that's not what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to have a gathering. And when you have that gathering, you give an offering to the Father in a certain exact prescribed manner. That's what you do. You can't do everything by yourself. But you know what you can do? You can start reading. You can start studying. And tell me why you cannot, each and every one of you, spend 3 hours a day reading the Bible. Now, if you are a fast reader, you're going to get done in a certain amount of time. But reading it doesn't do you any good. You now have to go back and study it. You have to take all kinds of notes. Hey, this says this. Well, wait a minute. Over here it says this. And you got to spot the lie. And if you can't spot lies, I don't know what to tell you. But you know, when the Lord says it, then I say, well, that's not exactly a lie, is it? You have to start going to work, ladies and gentlemen. And I know how much this will hurt. But if you want to make it in about 2 to 3 years of what's coming, you better see and think, do you want to be on the Father's side and His only begotten Son? I only do this show for one reason. I'm going to tell you the reasons I don't do it. I don't do it to make money. I don't do it to be popular. I mean, that's the last thing that'll happen to you, is to be popular with people on the planet. I cannot remember how many times, after sitting with a group for sometimes 2, 3, 4 days in a row, that it gets all done. And one person comes to me. Now, the other people, they don't want to come to me. And the one person comes and says, Jerry, you go into total detail. You know, when you've got days to do a presentation, 6 to 8 hours a day, you can have everything delineated out where they can read it. And you give them time to read it. And then you ask them to read it out loud. That's the way you have to do it. And then that one person says, Jerry, everything you're saying is 100% true, but I can't do it. And I ask them, I say, well, why can't you do it? And every one of them that came to me and said, I can't do it, they said the reason is because they wouldn't have any friends. I don't give a rat's toenail about having one friend. If I have none, I don't care. I care only what the Father in heaven wants, what his Son wants, what the laws require. That's the only entity, is the Father. That's it. His laws are perfect, exactly 1 million times another million times a trillion. They're that perfect. They're also called living waters. And to have the waters is the law. And if you want to live in heaven, that's where I'd like to go. Sounds a lot better than that place where they roast you down there. I don't want to go to that roast place. I don't want to be cooked over and over and over. And I don't want to do this again. Because I see people that don't have much guts. And my heart goes out for them. But they won't listen and they become slaughtered. They keep being used. They're being cannibalized. And I can't do anything about it. The only thing I can do is take this opportunity on a responsible broadcasting network. Whoops, did I change the name? Yes, I did. I think it's very important for RBN to be known as Responsible Broadcasting Network. That's what I look at it as. I don't look at it as Republic Broadcasting Network. For almost 3,000 years, the conservatives always go, we need a republic, we need a republic, we got to switch back to a republic. Ancient Greece was a republic. Rome was a republic. Mexico's a republic. Russia's a republic. China's a republic. And the United States is a republic. That should give you a little pause. Jeez! If a republic's so good, why are we in the condition we're in? Now, let's think about that just a little bit, okay? We have 50 states in this country, they say. And we have a federal government. The legislatures of the 50 states and their 50 governors, in a very conservative, very, very conservative manner, those 50 states each put out about 1,000 new laws a year. The federal government, on a very, very conservative basis, puts out about 5,000 to 7,000 laws a year. And you don't know anything about any of them. You hear a little verbal ooh, where they're talking about something. That's it. You don't get a chance to read them laws. You don't get a chance to vote on them laws. Now, In our system, a state or the federal government can pass a law, and that law is on the books. But it's really only a bill. It doesn't become a law until it's, you know, been looked at by the state Supreme Court and or by the federal Supreme Court. It can take years for just a few of them ever to get to those Supreme Court levels. Why in the hell isn't every single law that the legislatures pass a bill and the governor signed, same for the Congress and the president, why don't those laws get tested by the Supreme Court before they try and make you do it?
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a short segment before the top of the hour. There are two callers. We're going to get the first one started, and he can hold over if he'd like to. Patrick from Texas. Are you there, Patrick?
Hello, Jerry. Yes, I am. I want to kind of split a hair with you on one thing. You're talking about, first let me say off, Patrick Henry says, I don't know of no way of judging the future than by the past. He who controls the past controls the future. And they are constantly burning books as they go, changing. So they don't want us to know the past. And as far as you're talking about code, being, that's, I was talking with Ralph Renfro and Roger Sales. They know that we've been misidentified. And quite frankly, the Constitution doesn't pertain to us. That's for the governance of government. Their law. Our law is the Bill of Rights. But I don't want to go into Ralph Winfrow's territory there. Roger's taking up that. But one thing I wanted to discuss with you is you mentioned Shem. And you said in the same phrase, puke box. Now, I don't really get what you meant by that. I will say this, that Noah was perfect in his people. That's why he was chosen. And his two sons, his two main sons, was Ham, H-A-M, and Shem, S-H-E-M. And Ham...
Right, and hold on a second, Patrick. If you misunderstood or I missaid it, Ham is the puke box.
Okay, all right. Thank
Shem
you.
Is
I'm
the
glad
good
you...
guy. And the father would never tell Abram to change his name after Ham, the most corrupt individual on the planet at that time.
Amen. That's right. You got okay. I misunderstood. I don't know. I just there's too many puke boxes go slandering around. I must have got sidetracked. But you that's right. Ham married has intercourse with a black woman on the ark against God's law, and that resulted in a half black, kind of like Obama, if you will. And he created the most evil ruler the world's ever known, who created Babylon. And the Masons, that's their idol. Okay? I'll leave you at that. Thank you very much.
Got a top of the hour break now, Patrick.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.